Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Absent WWE stars make a return on last night's NXT. WWE talent heading to fight in New Japan. And a Raw star has U-turned on a name change. For Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Oh, God. Barry, what's the matter?
I'm putting in a coupon code on this website that I like to get money off, but it takes so long to type the code in. God, I'm so bored.
You know you don't have to do that on cultaholicshop.com.
Don't play with my heart like that. I'm too tired. Have you seen what time it is?
I'm not. Honestly, it's true. Cultaholicshop.com has a Black Friday sale on right now with 50% off everything. And you don't need a voucher code. You don't need a discount code. Just go to the store, choose what you like. And when you get to the checkout, wham, 50% off your total, just like that.
This sounds all too easy.
I know, but it is just that easy. Black Friday sale now on for a limited time only at cultaholicshop.com. Barry, what are you doing? I told you, you didn't need to put a discount code in.
I'm texting my mom to tell her. Oh, God.
Making his way to the ring, Scripps.
Who the hell hired
him? Well, that's what my pay grade is now. Scripps taking it right to Guru Raj. It's quite the poet. That's what we do know about Scripps. He's quite the poet. He has a way with words.
Might be a poet, but he's well-versed in the art of combat.
The NXT universe is almost baffled at this point, just in the early going with some of the things we've seen from Scripps in this matchup and the messages that he's left for NXT, which includes him saying, look, and this is a quote, I'm here to watch the whole thing fall, and what a takedown. As Scripps looking to fly, and certainly does, with pinpoint precision, Scripps writes the final stanza quickly. Here tonight.
With the greatest
here
of
is your
heat.
Winner, Scripps.
Hey.
Wesley stands tall here as champion on NXT. It's Dijak.
Ooh.
Dijak is back, and he just laid out the North American champion. Dijak has brought his brand of justice to NXT.
Two big returns, two new gimmick changes last night on NXT. First, you heard the arrival of Scripps. Now, if you've been watching Jack and I on a Wednesday doing the news, you'll know that Scripps isn't exactly what we thought Scripps would be. It's actually Far from it. Scripts is Reggie, former 24/7 champion and wrestling's best sommelier. Back under a brand new gimmick, now under a mask. He took on Guru Raj in his debut and got a very impressive win. His wrestling style really stands out, and I'm excited to see what he does under this new persona. The funny part being, as you heard there, as Vic Joseph and Booker T ponder on this mysterious star who the NXT universe are baffled by, there's loud Reggie chants throughout the arena, which did make me laugh. I haven't seen Reggie since September on Main Event, and I did wonder where he'd been, and well, now we know. He's now Scripts in NXT. We also saw the arrival of Justice to the white and gold brand. Dominik Dijakovic, now known as Dijak, taken from his original name, Donovan Dijak, made his WWE return as the bringer of justice to Wes Lee. So after Wes Lee successfully retained his North American title against Carmelo Hayes, you heard the sound of cage bars closing. And you see on the Tron, like the cage bars come around the Tron video for Wes Lee. It's quite a cool little visual, that, actually. Lee turned around and there was Dijak with a brand new look. Long black coat, sunglasses, jet black mohawk. And he dropped Wes Lee with Feast Your Eyes. Promos have been hyping this reinvention and this subsequent return of the former T-Bar ever since Halloween Havoc. And tonight, well, we got our first look at Dijak's new persona. Now, Donovan Dijakovic has been part of WWE as NXT from 2017 to 2020. He got called up to the main roster during the pandemic to be part of Retribution. Remember her? When the group broke up, now he stayed as part of the team with Mace in the WWE draft. Dijak mainly been wrestling on Main Event since the split following the draft from Mace. Then he disappeared. Now we see where all this was leading to. The in-ring return of Dijak under a new, very imposing gimmick. Might not be the end of the gimmick changes in NXT. Wendy Chu lost to Cora Jade last night, with Jade pulling some dirty tricks to get the win. After the match, Chu was literally in tears in the ring, sobbing her heart out after the loss. And Vic Joseph and Booker T were asking whether this would be a turning point for Chu, hinting at a possible character change for her coming soon. I wouldn't want to change her character too much. I do like Wendy Chu. I do. Also, last night on NXT, it was confirmed the main event of Deadline will be Bron Breakker defending the NXT title against Apollo Crews. This is a match that was put in place properly last week when Crews beat JD McDonagh to become the number one contender. We kind of hypothesized that this would be a feature match for NXT Deadline, and it is. And it's happening on December the 10th. Also, the Creed brothers issued a challenge to Indu Share for the same show as well. So there's four matches to get you going. So Breakker and Apollo Crews for the NXT title. Creed brothers and Indu Share in tag team action, and the first ever Iron Survivor challenges, one for the men's division, one for the women's division. And next week, Shawn Michaels will reveal who is competing in both respective Iron Survivor challenge matches. That's next week on NXT.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
New Japan Pro Wrestling, the greatest never open weight champion of all time here, me, the Machine Gun Carl Anderson. Listen, you know what? Regarding the never open weight championship, talk to my booking agent. It is damn nice to be on a tour bus again that's private, not full of a bunch of marks.
Yeah.
But on behalf of Machine Gun Enterprises, on behalf of Bullet Club, on behalf of, let's be honest, we're full-blown WWE guys now, on behalf of Monday Night Raw's OC,
yeah,
as promised, will be delivered. I'm sitting here looking at dates. I'm going to give it to you right now. Oh, is that a $15,000 biscuit? Put that in front of the camera again. Oh, yep, that's got the sweet man. That's a roll down.
Little biscuit.
Oh, good signing, Dennis. I saw that. Let me tell you something. December the 14th, Machine Gun Carl Anderson, along with his heater, the Big LG, we're coming to Japan. He will defend live and in person. You don't want to miss it. New Japan Pro Wrestling, never open heavyweight championship.
Thanks, Gallows. I guess I'm free. Most importantly, does the Unc approve?
Yeah. I think it's,
Oh, love you, Uncle.
That's Star Crimson.
See you soon, boys.
It's confirmed a WWE star will compete for New Japan Pro Wrestling next month. Carl Anderson is heading over to New Japan Pro Wrestling with Doc Gallows for December the 14th New Japan show. And Anderson will defend the never open weight title. Now, whilst AJ Styles was sat with Gallows and Anderson on the tour bus when that video dropped, it's suggested that Styles isn't going to be going with them. The language around that, Gallows confirming that they, full-blown WWE guys, will be at New Japan Pro Wrestling on behalf of the OC, suggesting that Gallows and Anderson will go without AJ Styles. Fievel Select adds some meat to the bone of this story, saying those that we've spoken to said the plan is still for Anderson to work more dates beyond his title defense in December, noting that he's always been penciled in and planning to work the Tokyo Dome show. He and Gallows had committed to working those dates before they left Impact Wrestling. We will work to find out more and let you know if that changes. The show will be notable for having talent from New Japan, Stardom, AEW, WWE, and others if it ends up happening. A big update on Cain Velasquez for you this morning. So Cain Velasquez faces several criminal charges, including a count for attempted murder for allegedly shooting at a car carrying Harry Gulate, his mother Patricia, and their stepfather Paul Bender. Now, Gulate is accused of alleged molestation, and that is where that story comes from. Cain Velasquez was granted $1 million bail by a Santa Clara County judge on November the 8th after spending 8 months in prison. Now, AAA have officially announced that Cain Velasquez will be at their show in Arizona on December the 3rd. Mark Raimondi from ESPN has confirmed that Cain Velasquez will compete and teaming with Pagano and Blue Demon Jr. to face Taurus Samadonis and Gringo Loco. Now, this was a special request that was made by Cain Velasquez to the Santa Clara County Court, giving him permission to perform at the show, the judge allowing it, providing a law enforcement officer goes with him. We'll be keeping an eye on this story at cultaholic.com. Chris Jericho trademark news. He has trademarked the terms Christory, This Day in Christory, and Seltzer Man on November the 16th. More gimmick changes and reprisals for Chris Jericho, who continues to reinvent himself. Fans of old school YouTube lore will be raising an eyebrow at use of the word Christery. If you know, you know. Bret Hart was speaking to Sports Illustrated, wishing Ricky Steamboat the best of luck in his upcoming retirement match, saying, "I'll be happy if Ricky's happy. I don't know if it'll be the greatest match he's ever had, but it takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage to go in there and do what Ricky's going to do. I applaud him and wish him good luck. I'll be rooting for him." Some video did emerge of Ricky Steamboat in some training matches, and he's looking pretty good. AEW Dynamite tonight should be intriguing. After they had a showdown in Miami, Jade Cargill came face to face with a little Bow Wow on Sunday, if you saw this. TNT and AEW on TNT have revealed on Twitter that an exclusive update is coming tonight on Dynamite regarding the Jade Cargill Bow Wow spat. They've had some back and forths online, and they had a little meeting in Miami on Sunday night. They'll address that, and maybe we may see Bow Wow as part of AEW for a spell. There was some conversations a while ago about Bow Wow wanting to get into wrestling. This might be where it begins. When it comes to tonight's Dynamite in Chicago, the Bucks changed their Twitter bio to say, "Chicago, this will be interesting." Because bear in mind that AEW had this roadmap in place for a long time that would have seen MJF beating CM Punk for the world title at Full Gear, and the first AEW Dynamite after that match would have been in Chicago. So no CM Punk. Be interesting to see how this one shakes up. We will keep an eye on it for you, of course. I think you'll watch yourself tonight, won't you? Bianca Belair and Montez Ford were on the Today Show, and they talked about their upcoming WWE show on Hulu, saying, "We're excited. People get to see who we are in the ring, and now they get to see who we are outside the ring," pulling back the curtain a bit. When asked when recording was starting, Montez Ford said it should happen in the next few weeks, saying 2 to 3 weeks the filming will start recording, and so we could see the show early next year. Finally, let's end on a U-turn on a name change. We talked about this yesterday. WWE.com changed Mia Yim's name on their website to Michin. And a few times on commentary, she was referred to as Michin. There was some backlash from this. But following all of that, it was revealed on WWE.com that the name has changed back. She's once again listed on the website as Mia Yim, suggesting that WWE might be getting cold feet on changing the name of Mia Yim. Now, later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a very special podcast documentary presentation that I've been working on. You see, it was on this date in 2014 that Sting made his WWE debut, something that fans of a certain time period simply could not fathom. So a special documentary presentation will be on your podcast feed later today, documenting Sting's journey to get to WWE, how many times it nearly happened, and what finally made it happen. Here's a little preview. It's 2002. After a critically unsuccessful but financially beneficial WWF versus WCW war in 2001, World Championship Wrestling is officially absorbed into the World Wrestling Federation. The timing of this is unfortunate, as all of a sudden, all those heavy hitters we spoke about earlier, the ones with contracts tied to AOL Time Warner, well, they're back on the market and they're looking for work.
The consortium was me! You and I were partners.
What?
Oh my God, Blair and McMahon are partners.
I'm going to inject the WWF with a lethal dose of poison. If anybody's going to kill my creation, I'm going to do it. Me and the NWO.
This is why Vince McMahon is now calling Steve Borden. He's got an offer for the WCW legend that surely, now his big money deal is all paid up, he'll have to listen to. Steve Borden does listen, but he already knows in his gut what his answer will be. it's a good conversation, and some big ideas are thrown around about how to bring Sting into the WWF, which is, by the way, now known as WWE. You see, whilst Vince was able to defeat Turner's Billions, he couldn't stop the World Wildlife Fund, who sued the World Wrestling Federation for reneging on a trademark deal, leading the WWF to getting the F out. It's a whole legal thing that went down at the time. One of those ideas for Steve Borden is a WrestleMania 18 showdown with Kurt Angle, one of the greatest wrestlers on the planet and one of the company's top stars. Sting sits and listens. He imagines these big ideas and brand licensing plans that Vince McMahon charismatically paints in his mind's eye. He also plays back in his mind things that he's seen on Raw and SmackDown over the past few months.
He's seen right now the best that WCW has to offer. He'll see it again on the 22nd at Invasion during the inaugural Brawl.
Who in the blue hell are you? I'm the WCW champion, sucker. Just so The Rock understands this, you're the WCW champion, sucker.
The WWE superstars are just wearing out Palumbo in our hair.
The WCW is warned. Don't come into our houses. Farouk tosses Palumbo through a table, and the assault continues on O'Hare. Then the offensive. Oh! As O'Hare goes through the table.
How can you condone this?
Match is underway. Match is underway, and here we go. And look at Sarah. Sarah's big DDP, an Alliance member. It's on the record. It's in the book. Vince McMahon is back on top of the world. The WWF wins. The Alliance is out of business.
Steve Borden, like all of us, saw how WCW stars were treated by Vince McMahon's booking committee. They were outsiders. Comedy mid-card talent whom were vastly inferior to the mighty WWF locker room. The words that Vince was saying sounded great, but Sting has a feeling in his guts that right now, stepping into the World Wrestling Federation, or WWE, would be like stepping into a hornet's nest. Away from that, Vince's offer would see Steve Borden back on the road 6 days a week, a reality that he's not willing to face again after the destructive way that it went last time. Vince wants to pay Sting a lot of money to come in, but he needs to earn it as part of the touring roster. Sting isn't up for the hectic schedule, so the parties are at a stalemate.
The true story of Sting's WWE debut later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel waiting for you right now. In case you missed it, we went into the world of botched moves and the scariest ones that have ever been caught on video. Check out our 10 scariest botches on the YouTube channel right now. And 10 totally forgotten Survivor Series tag team members. The Survivor Series elimination match always brings about some interesting mixtures of people. Take a look at 10 of our more forgotten ones at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.